how special it is. I know you went to college here. I mean, just anytime you come back and have to play against the Rockets.
It's always special. We've got a whole hometown of folks here. Not only Houston, but Galveston, Texas, close by. Just want to come out and play well. And the success of the team is really our ultimate goal. But hopefully in the process, I can play pretty well myself.
You've had some good games against the Rockets. Can you point your finger to why that is?
I guess my enthusiasm about playing here probably takes my game to another level. I want to have a good showing and just want to come in here and get a win. Ultimately, I've only won here once in my career, so it's been a tough place for me to win. So hopefully we can get a win tonight and move forward.
Do you follow the, I mean, I know you have your own business kick here with Cleveland. Do you follow the Rockets at all when you're away at all? Check the stats every night and see how they're doing?
Not really. I kind of, you know, a couple of games out before we play them, I usually, you know, watch a couple of games or so just to, you know, see their rotations and you know, how they're playing as far as what we can do against them. But other than that, not really.
What about the Cougars this year? You see them finally getting back in the NCAA?
Man, I hope so. I think Tom Pender has started a great foundation there and, you know, has the players playing really hard. The style of play that they have is, I think, conducive for winning. So hopefully they can keep it up and make it finally get back to the NCAAs.
Talk about your team a little bit, because you make it to the finals and you come back this year. And you've had some good moments, some down moments. It's just, what's going on with the Cavs?
I think human nature, number one. At the beginning of the season, we had a couple of guys out and, you know, had some injuries early on. But, you know, since we've got the full complement of players back, we've been playing pretty good basketball. Are we where we want to be right now? I don't think so. But, you know, we have some time to continue to get consistent in the way that we play, and hopefully we can get back to the level that we were last year.
Rick Adelman was saying yesterday that when it comes to guarding LeBron, you really can't cover him one-on-one. He said, there's no answer to it. You just hope he's not hit him that night.
Well, I mean, he presents a lot of tough matchups for a lot of teams. You put a smaller guy on him, he can go to the post. If you put a bigger guy on him, he's quick and elusive, and he's able to get by the bigger defender. So we just hope that he's hitting on all cylinders every night that we go out there, and hopefully we can, you know, assist him in any way that we can possible to get the win. And that's what it's all about.
Thank you, man.
All right.
Your thoughts on the Shaq trade, man? Maybe talk soon.
We've been in conversation the last couple of days. I don't know. I think both teams made out well. Phoenix now getting a guy that can, you know, do some things on both ends of the floor from the paint position. I think Amar'e Stoudemire now is, you know, the happiest he's ever been with being able to go back to the power forward position. I think Miami made out well in the long run. You know, you free up cap space with Sean Marion coming off the books. So I guess it's, you know, a rebuilding situation for Miami now. And, you know, Phoenix is trying to make a push to win it all. And I think they got extremely better. You know, everyone says that, you know, he wouldn't be able to keep up with the fast pace, but I think D'Antoni, being the coach that he is going to implement Shaq in a way that, you know, they can get quality possessions. So I wish both organizations well, Shaq being my best friend and, you know, Miami being a place where, you know, I really flourished as a player. So you know, hope both teams comes out well. All right.